From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, I speak with the organizers of a storytelling event called Teacher Tales. In the format of the Moth and Arctic Entries, seven teachers will share seven-minute stories highlighting the unique experiences of educators. Witty Youngman will be providing the night's music. The event takes place on May 2nd at the Beartooth Theater. Tickets recently went on sale, and it sounds like they are likely to sell out. I'm joined by Sarah Kronick and Maria Chema, both educators whose organizations are putting on the event. Kronick is the founder of Hearthkin, a storytelling and mentoring project, and Chema is the founder and director of Sea Stories, a youth storytelling nonprofit. Both of them got into education to help kids, but also because of some of their own role models. Kronick speaks next.
It's incredibly important to me to show up well for young people today. I have been really lucky to have a lot of wise elders in my days, and they've really informed how I proceed. And so I walk with that question every day of just really asking, like, what are these times asking of us? And for me, that means acting like an adult and showing young people that we don't have to know it all, we don't have to do it all, but we can show up and we can be our sometimes messy human selves and learn together.
How about you, Marie?
That's so beautiful. I feel like teaching is one of those careers that chooses you. You don't always choose it. So I was having struggles as an adolescent trying to figure out life. And the people that made the biggest difference for me were my teachers. I just had a couple teachers that changed my life. And I think we can all relate to those teachers.
Totally.
And that's really what inspired me. I wanted to be that person for young people, and hopefully that's what I do.
So let's talk about the organizations that you both kind of run or are part of. So Marie, you're the founder and director of the nonprofit Sea Stories. So what is it and what do you folks do?
Yes. So Sea Stories has been around for 14 years, but it's only been a nonprofit since 2019.
Wow.
Our mission statement is to build inclusive communities with film and story. And what we do is film workshops with teens around the state. And we also train teachers to do the same.
Very cool. I mean, what does some of that work maybe look like specifically, if you want to maybe just give some examples?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's countless projects. But often, you know, it's sometimes in a village. So I spend a lot of time traveling around the state from Kodiak to Kaktovik, spending usually 2 weeks in a community and working immersively with a group of students. They choose topics that they are passionate about that reflect their cultures and their stories. So they have agency over what they tell in their documentary films. And then at the end, they each have a film. And we do a community film screening.
Oh,
so
very cool.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. And then, Sarah, so could you explain what Hearthkin is and, you know, what that's all about?
Yeah. So Hearthkin has been birthed really this past year. So it's new. I actually resigned from ASD in 2022 and took that year in between then and now to really get clear on what my offering could be to the world. And what Hearthkin is it's truly gathering around the fire and remembering what it means to be human. It's recognizing that there are 1,000 different ways to be human and live in the world. And it's connecting people of all generations, all cultures, in a way that through story, really, it's people, every single one of us has a story to tell, many stories to tell. And so that is what Hearthkin is. It's a place to come together and be human.
What has it kind of looked like since you were founded or kind of got it off the ground?
So Teacher Tales is a big part of what it looks like. It's important to me to live in the mystery of things and let things be revealed. And so Teacher Tales was inspired a lot by Arctic Entries and by Nurse Narratives. And I was asking the woman that puts on Nurse Narratives, I said, is there one of these for teachers yet? And she said, no. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. I'm not a full-time teacher now. And so I really give myself to this offering. And then also it's working. I work one-on-one with a little boy who has some differences. And so it's a really great way just to continue in the educational realm in a way that's outside of the quote unquote traditional educational field.
You kind of mentioned some of the kind of foundations of it, you know, based off like Arctic Entries, some of these other kind of storytelling events, seven minute stories type of a thing. But with this one, you know, obviously the subject matter is going to be teaching, education, those experiences. But what's the general vibe going to be? It's not going to be like a lecture, right?
I sure hope not. Marie, do you want to speak to this one a little bit?
Yeah, I'll chime in here and just say we're not going to do any reveals about the stories because you've got to buy tickets to hear the juicy yeah. stories that are going to be forthcoming. That said, who has better stories than teachers? Imagine being in a classroom, for instance, teachers I know at Betty Davis East High School. You got 150 kids every day coming through your doors. You are like essentially an acrobat. Like you are doing all the things all at once, all the time. There's like 10,000 stories happening every day. So they get to mine all of that for their best, most funny, most awkward nuggets to share with you.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like a lot of the goal sounds like it's, you know, obviously to shed light on the experience of teachers and stuff, but also to just have a good time too, right?
Absolutely. The night is going to be amazing. We are so, so excited just to really celebrate and amplify the voices of educators and have a good time doing it.
Other than just kind of like outside of maybe the event and, you know, storytelling and stuff like that, obviously, you know, there's a lot of stuff with education in the news and funding, stuff like that locally. I might be opening a can of worms here, but how would you maybe semi-briefly, from your experience, describe the situation of teachers currently in Alaska?
I'll chime in here because Sarah and I were just having like a really juicy conversation about this because, you know, on the one hand, we're like, teachers are heroes. I mean, the funding is just getting slashed. It has been for a really long time. Classroom sizes are huge. You know, they have to be super resourceful just to do their job. It's a thankless job. So, you know, we're like, they're heroes. But also, it's a lot to ask people to be heroes. And we didn't want to like prop up this hero narrative that's a little unfair for, you know, people who just want to help young people become the best version of themselves. I don't know. What about you, Sarah?
Yeah, I'll tug on that for sure. So, oh my goodness, teachers can do anything. Teachers are some of the most inspiring people that I have ever met in my life. And what is being asked of them these days seems to be perhaps a little bit too much. I know it was too much for me in the district. And I wonder, too, if, you know, we really have to look at all of the different perspectives that we hear in the media, in the classroom, from the teachers, from families about what is working and what's not. And what can we do to really come together as a community and hear all of the voices and come into a place of conversation where some real effective change could happen, where the schools are accessible to everybody. Schools of choice could be accessible to everybody. I could go on and on. This is definitely, you definitely opened a can of worms.
I'll chime in with one more thing. Yeah. That I would love to see policymakers, our culture in general, let teachers take the lead in these reforms. I think we ought to trust teachers way more. No other job is so challenging and also so over-scrutinized. Mm-hmm. And teachers know what needs to happen in their classrooms and their schools, and they know their kids, and they care. That's why they're doing it. And so I'd really like to see teachers at the forefront of change.
You know, you've touched on this, but, you know, maybe if we could kind of touch on it again. But, you know, why does it matter to, you know, hear about these experiences of our teachers?
Because Sarah and I are looking at each other. But I'll say, first, I really like the idea of fun. Yes, it matters. Their stories matter. And, you know, it's important to gather and hear them. But this event is really like storytelling is about the human experience. It's about connecting across difference. It's about finding our common humanity, as Sarah was saying with Hearthkin. So that's really what we're going for. But I think any insight people get into what it's like to be a teacher could only build empathy for the lived experience.
Sure. Well said. Yeah, it's the medicine that these times are asking for. It seems to me that our community is really, really hungry for story right now. And because of what Marie so eloquently said, it's truly this thread that connects us all. And in a time where it feels like there's quite a bit of division or othering and things like this, story connects us. And what matters right now is that we weave one another in this human tapestry of life.
Would it be too much to ask if either of you have any of your own short teacher tales at all that you'd be willing to share?
Ooh. I've done storytelling filmmaking workshops throughout the state with Sea Stories and was in NACNEC quite a while ago, pre-COVID. And this happens, I feel like this story is emblematic of so many experiences I've had where there's a student who doesn't show up much to school when he or she is there. This was a boy, but he would be sometimes sleeping or kind of checked out. And then slowly when, you know, he got to make a story that he chose, and he chose haunted canneries. And this student, who seemed to be just completely disconnected from the whole process, suddenly did a reenactment of the Blanket Man on film, which is a terrifying story I won't relay here, and made, I would say, the star film of the entire group. And I still show it to people. They love it. So just the idea that never underestimate the potential of any young person.
Yeah. I saw that there's plans or at least aspirations to maybe do this as a semi-regular event. Can you kind of maybe talk about some of the future plans or aspirations for Teacher Tales?
Yeah, we would love to make this a biannual offering in the spring and in the fall. Mm. We just need you. We need all of you to come and show up for one another and hear these stories. And we're super excited about the brave storytellers that are committed and in, and the musicians and all the beautiful sponsors that we have. I mean, it's really coming together in a really good way. And so that is our hope, is to make it a spring and fall offering.
Yeah. No, if people either want to contribute stories for a potential future thing or to just kind of help out, what's the best way to kind of stay up to date, I guess?
Yeah, we are always gathering storytellers. There was many storytellers that couldn't commit to this one. And so we're adding their name to the bucket for future storytellers and teacher tales. And so you can submit either through www.hearthkin.com or
SeaStoriesAlaska.org.
And then you can find us on socials, mostly on Instagram and Facebook, and reach out to us there.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in. I really appreciate you taking the time talking with me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Sarah Kronick and Maria Chema, organizers of the upcoming Teacher Tales storytelling event. It takes place on May 2nd at the Beartooth Theater. We'll have links and more info on the State of Art page. And that's all the time we have for you today. Find us on the web at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ammon Swenson. Thanks for listening.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.